In the wake of 9/11, Australia introduced a raft of national security laws, and 20 years on, the National Security Watchdog will now lead a review into one of the key acts. The Attorney-General Mark Dreyfus commissioned the review in the hope of looking at how the Commonwealth can balance open justice with protecting national security. It comes after the Independent National Security Legislation Monitor criticised how the National Security Act was applied in the so-called Witness J case. That report, made public last week, found the total secrecy around Witness J's trial and sentencing should never have happened and should never happen again. Grant Donaldson, SC, joins me now. Welcome to RM Breakfast, Grant.
Morning, Patricia.
Before we get to Witness J, can you give us a brief snapshot of the National Security Act?
Well, there are two parts generally of the National Security Act. One of them was the subject of the review into Witness J that you referred to a moment ago. And that's provisions under the Act which allow courts to make what lawyers refer to as consent orders. So in criminal prosecutions, both the prosecution and the defendant and the Attorney General, because the Attorney General plays a central role in the NSI Act, can go to the court and say, we all agree to orders being made in particular terms, and the court is encouraged to make those orders. And so they were the sort of orders that were made in the Witness J or the Alan Johns matter, as it's sometimes referred to as well. The other way that the Act generally works in criminal proceedings is more akin to the way that it seems to have been applied in the Kaliri matter, and that is that parties to a criminal proceeding, and the same thing happens in civil proceedings generally as well, but parties to criminal proceedings have to notify the Attorney General that there's likely to be national security information disclosed in a trial. If it's a document, the Attorney General can then provide an edited version of that document to the parties with the view of protecting the national security information that's in it. And that document can go in as evidence, or that edited document can go in as evidence without the disclosure of the national security information. But all of that is within the control of the court, so the court is able to make orders about that sort of editing of the documents. And the other way that it works is if it's proposed to call a witness, then there who would disclose national security information, then again there are orders that can be made about that witness and the disclosure of national security information there. And so in the Kaliri matter, it was an unusual matter in some ways. Like the National Security Information Act is not much being used in prosecution of secrecy type offences. And so Alan Johns or Witness J was one of those, and the Kaliri matter was another one of those. And in the Witness J matter, all of the parties were quite content for the national security information to be suppressed and for there to be no publicity about it. Whereas in the Kaliri matter, it seems as though Mr. Kaliri was keen for a lot of that information to be made as public as it could be. So I think that gave rise to the long-running issues in the Kaliri matter.
On the review you'll be conducting into the Act, what's the remit of your role and when will you need to report by?
So I announced when I commenced the review on the Alan Johns matter that I would also be looking at the whole of the NSI Act once the Kaliri matter and the Robert Smith matter, because there were issues in the Robert Smith defamation trial as well, once they were concluded. And when the attorney announced recently that the prosecution of Kaliri would be discontinued, then he has referred the whole of the NSI Act to me for review. So I will be reviewing the whole of the Act, and my role requires me to really look at the practical application of the legislation and improvements that can be made to it, having regard to that practical application of the Act. So that's what I'll be doing, and obviously looking fairly closely at the way in which the Act was invoked in the Kaliri matter. And that report's due by December next year.
Right. The National Security Act's been used in several high-profile cases against whistleblowers Bernard Kaliri that you mentioned and also David McBride. Did those laws enacted in the wake of September 11 swing too far in favour of secrecy in your view?
Oh, well, that's something that I'm going to be looking at in the review. For instance, in the Kaliri matter, I don't know anything about the Kaliri matter yet other than what I've read in the newspaper. So I'm not really in a position to say one way or the other in relation to those matters yet.
In the report, you're critical of the role the Attorney General played. What are those criticisms of the country's chief law officer in this case?
Well, in the Alan Johns matter, there were failures, I think, to ensure that material that could have been made public earlier than it has been was made public. So the only public statement about the Alan Johns matter was a statement by the Attorney General, who was Christian Porter at the time, which was conveyed in the Senate, which basically said, well, basically said nothing about the Alan Johns matter. And that was after Alan Johns had been convicted and after he'd in fact served his sentence. So all of that happened without any public knowledge of the circumstances of that prosecution. And it was clear that that was not all that could have been said, and a lot more could have been publicly disclosed about that much earlier than it was. And during the course of my review, in fact, there was a lot of further information that was actually disclosed about the Alan Johns matter that could have been disclosed much earlier. And in fact, there's further material that, which is really an edited version of the sentencing remarks of the trial judge. They have been provided to the Attorney General's department, and they were provided over 12 months ago, and they could be made public.
Thank you.
Haven't been.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Independent National Security Legislation Monitor, Grant Donaldson there, and you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.